You know, young King Solomon, here of the first reading, knew he lacked the experience and wisdom to govern the people of Israel. He might have been a teenager when became king. Imagine that, being ruled by a teenager. Well, some of them pretty good, but Solomon realized, I need wisdom to govern God's people. So he prayed for an understanding heart to judge God's people and to distinguish right from wrong. That was the pearl of great price that he sought, and God blessed him with it. He's renowned for his great wisdom, isn't he? I often find myself, as your bishop, praying for wisdom too. Since I have to make decisions that affect priests and deacons and lay people, I have to institute policies to address various situations, I have to see to the proper management of the material and spiritual resources of the diocese. I assure you, if I try to go it alone without relying on my own judgment, this diocese would be in worse shape than it is. Okay, I'm not saying do the best job, but it would be much worse if I didn't talk to God and ask him to help me. I urge you then to make Jesus Christ, his example and his teachings, his grace, and the benefit of being part of his people, the center of your lives. Let him be the treasure that you seek, the beautiful pearl that you desire. You know, an umbrella has a knob at the top center, that keeps all of the spokes in proper order. With Christ at the center of your lives, you will find that things start to assume their proper order in your life. To choose Christ and our participation in the life of his people, which is his church, we have to be willing to relinquish relationships, possessions, attitudes, and activities that want to usurp God's place, take it away from him. Only Christ can be in first place.